But given the expected increase in landfill siting revenues for 2020, those tax levy revenue resources were dedicated back to the general fund to deal with operations. Now that those funds aren't going to arrive, some decisions will have to be made. And if you then begin to take a look at the analysis on page 191 of your action sheet, there's discussions of each of the funds and their ability to absorb changes in those revenue streams. My office is making the recommendation to the Common Council that half of the landfill siting revenues dedicated to the general fund be removed. So instead of $438,000, it be only $238,000, because the general fund can pretty much absorb some of that, especially given the surplus that occurred last year. The library fund receives a very small amount of these allocations. 2020 was the first year that they receive any of those revenues. But their revenues are very thin on their operating levels, so we're not recommending any change to that. Capital Outlay Fund, as you noted earlier, a significant portion of their revenues, that fund's revenues, are landfill siting related. There was nearly $300,000 of tax levy indicated there. to date, the Common Council has already approved a number of major capital outlay expenditures, most notably the three police vehicles. So most of the funds in this fund has now been exhausted, and it'll be relying on fund balance until the landfill siting revenues arrive. The Equipment Replacement Fund is a fund that has been operating with a structural deficit. By that we mean that the resources into that fund on an annual basis are less than what is required to acquire the equipment. But the fund does have a significant balance in it, and we can continue to rely on that for a year or two. When there are a number of significant police or fire vehicles that are scheduled to be acquired in 2 or 3 years, then the city will likely have to borrow money to deal with that, because we will exhaust that fund. But that's a problem that exists in the future and not in the current year. Street Improvement Fund has been... again, has significant reliance on landfill siting revenues, and we're recommending that they continue to rely on that and have very small reduction in those revenues. The contract for the Street Improvement Fund has already been let, so we've spent that money even though we haven't received it yet. So the last fund that's involved here is the Capital Improvement Fund. Capital Improvement Fund is the capital fund that deals with major projects within the city, and the significant resource into this fund comes from either debt, new debt that the city might take on. That's the principal resource. Second resource has been landfill siting fees over the years. And then there would be support from the development fund and the utility development fund as projects qualify for those resources. So at the top of page 192, staff is making giving you an either or choice. One of the choices that the council could do is to replace the expected shortfall in landfill siting revenues identified at about $542,000 in the capital improvement fund with debt proceeds. There were no new debt planned for this fund in the current year, but you obviously could amend your budget to anticipate that, and we could borrow that $540,000 to fund the projects. Alternatively, you could choose to not spend some of the money that was appropriated in that fund, because it's not those projects will not be funded now, and those are possible alternatives. Staff has made some recommendations to you on some projects that you might eliminate. On page 193 of your packet is the current 2020 budget for the Capital Improvement Fund. Staff is recommending that half of the parkland acquisition funds of $550,000, supported by $247,000 of park impact fees, so $300,000 was to be supplied by landfill siting. Staff is recommending you cut that in half, which would still allow you to acquire some parkland this year and use up some park impact fees. There was an overflow parking project at Kayla's Playground, which would have used $130,000 of landfill siting fees. That project hasn't yet been approved by the Common Council, So you, if you chose not to do that, that would be one of the items then that we would not need to borrow for. Further on down, there were trails and bicycle routes and linkages, as well as a developer grant totaling about $95,000 worth of fees. That's another project which has not had any approval by Common Council as yet, so you could not do that project and save those funds. There are two other projects that are listed here. One is a street improvement on South 50th Street for $100,000. That was in last year's capital improvement program and is again in this year's program. But as of yet, the Common Council has not approved any action on that. Although there have been motions, staff has not taken any action on those projects. Lastly, there is a contingency in this fund that originally budgeted $175,000. To date, the Common Council has appropriated $46,000 of those funds, leaving you about $130,000, and staff is recommending that you cut that remaining piece in half. So you would still have $65,000 of contingency that would be available to you for the balance of the year, 8 months to go yet, and still leave you some items. That would provide you the $540,000 of shortfall that staff has identified. So you have an either or, and obviously staff council may choose that there are other projects that you wish to consider modifying. Be happy to entertain any questions if you have them.
Alderman Housen.
Mr. Rotzenberg, looking at item under number 6, E. Edward, 50th Street improvements, if that's pulled out, will that have any negative impact on the Marquette project?
I would direct you to engineering for that. I don't know.
Those are related projects because the developer, so Marquette involves two developers. I'm going to call the north side, south side.
Yep, north south.
If right. The north side develops, 50th Street is really needs to be improved. So there's also a related water main project there too.
Thank you. Alderman Dander.
Paul. Okay, we consider parks, but we've got impact fees. Where are we on our balancing act in regards to our emergency of needing to have a project for matching funds to utilize some of our park impact fees? Or we may be in jeopardy of having a major issue of having to refund.
If the recommended reductions in park expenditures are taken here, it is highly likely that park impact fees will be rebated by the end of the year.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rosenberg. That's even better news. So,
Alderman, I can't print money?
No. I know. And I'm, you know, in light of everything that's going on with COVID, the last thing that would make sense is to put the parking lot in Kayla's, because we're not going to really need it in at this point. But I'm also weighing another issue that we've got out there.
I understand that, Alderman, and I need for you to understand that the $1 million reduction in the landfill siting fees is our best estimate here in the month of April with 8 months to go. And a number of significant unknowns. It is possible that before the end of the year, we'll come back at you and say, we've got even a bigger shortfall and have to make some further difficult decisions.
Is there a possibility that we could get an extension on forgiveness of not using the park impact fees?
The city has already used all of the statutory availability for that purpose.
Okay, so we can't get a double one. Okay, thank you. You know, do you need an answer today?
No.
Okay.
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, in looking at all the capital improvement projects, the one that has potential to bring income into the city are the development projects that could take place around the Marquette Avenue extension. If we cut the item E, 50th Street improvements of $100,000, which is the access road for the development project, then they can't move forward with the project, which means no project, no right-of-way for Marquette Avenue, which has a motion already approved by the council to move forward and go out for bid on that project. So while it says uncommitted projects, it's an approved project, and we have a motion to go out for bid. We just haven't done it yet. So I would not suggest taking away our one of our future revenue sources at this point yet. I would suggest that maybe cutting it by $25,000 and also cutting the section from Pleasant View School to 49th Street by $15,000, because if you're going to cut one area that's going to allow the development, you might as well cut the other one that's going to allow development. And then taking the equipment replacement fund balance, which is $2,188,000, and moving that over by $60,000. So you'd have $60,000, $25,000, $15,000, you'd have $100,000, and you would still be able to possibly, if the projects move forward, create development that could bring tax revenue into the city. That would be my suggestion. I don't have any problem with the other ones. If we have to on park impact fees, there's always a borrowing option. I know we don't like to do that, but I'd rather have that hanging out there for a park that we really don't even need to add more people to at this point, than cutting off our arm for future income from housing that could come in for development.
Has finance seen this?
No.
Has finance seen?
The finance committee seen this?
No. They've had discussions about the shortfall in the landfill siting revenues, but they have not seen this proposal.
I'd like their recommendation. You had a comment.
Another option that might be available to the council, which I can certainly take to the finance committee, there is a $500,000 security, police and city hall security appropriation, which was going to be funded by a transfer out of the general fund. You could redirect $100,000 of that appropriation to so that you could retain the 50th Street project. So that would just mean there'd be less money available to deal with the security issues at the police headquarters and the city hall.
Alderman Dandry.
Then what I'd like to do is make a motion to hold this over to the next meeting until finance can look at this next week, because we've got three alder people on that committee that we can scrub through it. Alderwoman Wilhelm, I believe you're on that committee. Nope, she's not on it. Alderwoman Hanneman is. So we can go through it and, with the help of Mr. Rosenberg, come up with a solution to make a recommendation to the Common Council.
I second that.
And that'd be a strong recommendation. I don't want any mamby-pamby stuff.
No.
Not that they would have, but
no,
let's have
totally
dollars
agree.
And cents.
Yeah. Yes. Television sets.
All right. A second.
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I'd like the members that are appointed to the Finance Committee to take my suggestion for where those cuts could come from to leave that development projects intact. I'd like that to be part of their review process if they can't find any other method to cover that.
Well, they all heard you.
Yes, so noted.
That's fine.
Ms. Wilhelm.
All those, we can do this voice vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Discussion. Mayor, I got one point I'd like to make.
Alderman Mayor.
Sure.
I would like to know really what got us here, and this is more of a rhetorical statement. The landfill is a business. They knew they were going to make some of these decisions earlier on. I almost feel like they were kind of not being totally honest with us when they were telling us, reporting the fees and things for the year, their projections. I understand some might be the economy. None of it's COVID yet, but they had to know this. Some of this was coming when they moved their operations more to Menominee Falls. I just feel like they took advantage of us, and I may be totally wrong, and I apologize if I am, but I hope we hold their feet to the fire in the future.
So noted.
Mayor, I'd also like to make one other point regarding the capital improvement for the item E, 50th Street improvements.
Of course.
Typically, that would be a street improvement because it is an existing city road with houses already on it. They've probably been there for, I don't know, 60 years or something. And we would be improving that road. It's not an actual rebuild of the road. So maybe it should be listed under street improvement item 5. That might be something else to consider. Thank you.
Well, okay, but the problem still exists that the dollars don't. So, you know, tomato, you know. Okay, so the motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor of the motion to refer to finance for a firm commitment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. G16, on page 195, it's a motion to purchase BSNA's community development complaint software. Jim, we need to talk about this and an interface to the clerk's office. Is there a motion to authorize purchase of BSNA software?
So move.
Mayor?
Hold it. 1 second. Is there a second? Is there a second to this?
I'll second.
All right, we got 2 seconds. Alderman Wilhelm.
Let's discuss.
I can only speculate. Is this the Community Development Enterprise Resource Program listed in the previous item for $225,000?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
You want to give us the quick run through, Jim?
What we're looking at right now is a replacement for Govern. This is a, as indicated by the 2020 budget. We're looking at breaking this down into first two parts. The first part we're already working on right now, and the contract has been signed through BSNA. First, turning around and moving all of the water utility billing out of Govern and moving it as a new module within BSNA. That will allow, finally, the water utility billing software to directly integrate with the finance and the accounting software, and also to turn around and make all the bill payments viewable online. The next phase of this project is to take all the rest of the portions of what's in Govern, which will be all your parcel management, all your building management, the land management features, licensing, permitting, building inspections, and zoning and compliance. That also will then be moved into the BSNA as a separate module, and then also integrated once again with the finance system, and then brought into the BSNA online portal, where we can then turn around and view a lot of government records directly online through their portal.
Alderman Dandridge.
Is any of this covered under our public under Public Works?
Under Public Works?
Meaning, would another department cover, would we be getting any funding support from water utility or anything like that?
They would only be through additional revenues that they would turn around and get. I mean, it's they're directly, IT doesn't turn around and get any sourcing directly for it.
Is this something that we have to approve today, or can we wait for our discussion in finance in the following week and bring it to...
You're asking the wrong guy the wrong question. You're asking the wrong guy the right question.
Paul's coming in, so.
Alderman, on your first question, the water and sewer utility are fully funding the utility management software that we referred to earlier.
Okay.
But in that this particular software component or module is supporting the building inspection department as well as some engineering and the planning department, which they were recently notified of, that there's a significant planning component to this module, that would be supported by the general fund and but therefore by the city. So that this is all city financing.
Ms. Rosenberg, are we already under contract on this?
We are under contract for the utility billing software, and they've begun the process of converting over. We have been using the BSNA software for a number of financial modules since 2013. So this would be a further integration of all of our modules into one module that speaks to itself, and it will make a number of processes more efficient.
Are we committed to our contract to move forward on this?
No, this would be the commitment.
To sign. Okay.
this evening. Okay. And maybe Jim wants to comment on this, but I've had a number of conversations with BSNA on this particular piece. This module is one of the more difficult modules for them to convert because of all of the electronic files in the planning department. And currently there is at least a 6-month waiting period once they get a signed contract to get into their schedule, and then there's a significant conversion piece. So this is going to be a long-term project.
I realize that, and I know we've got a strong commitment with BSNA, and it's been working phenomenally for the last 6-7 years. I'm just wondering, hey, can we wait for a couple weeks on this, or do we have to make a decision today?
There's no financial reason why you have to make a decision today.
It just allows you to get on their project schedule earlier. If you wanted to turn around and wait, because we are running behind schedule anyways on this, if you did want to wait for 2 weeks or another period, it wouldn't be a dramatic setback.
Is there a motion to table till the next common council meeting?
Oh, wait. So move.
Wait. Yeah. Sir,
I'll
withdraw your motion.
Did I have a motion?
Can you withdraw your
motion? Oh, yeah, I did second it. Yeah. I'll withdraw my second.
No, the problem.
Is there a motion to table this till the next council meeting?
So moved.
Second.
In the meantime, we'll get you some more information on timing and all that.
Correct.
All those in favor of the table?
Aye.
Any
opposed? Thank you. Vouchers and payroll. Since, license committee's got to meet and pick somebody who I get to pick on from here on out. So this is okay. Vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers with an annual date of April 16, 2020, in the amount of $1,330,172.07, and payroll dated April 10, 2020, in the amount of $393,725.67, and payments to various payroll deductions, the amount of $244,021.95, plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll dated April 24, 2020, in the amount of $412,000. And payments to the various payroll deductions estimated $441,000 plus city matching payments, and release of payments to Knight Berry in the amount of $2,036,763.71, and property tax vouchers with an ending date of April 16th, 2020 in the amount of $6,790,553.67, and the use of investment funds for tax settlements of $5,867,154.16. Madam Clerk, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor. Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Alderman Hammond, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.